All right, I pushed the button.
Well, hello, everybody.
Welcome to episode number 16.
For reals, it's 16?
I think for reals, it's 16.
That's incredible.
That means we've been doing this for 16 weeks.
Or a little, well, we've had bonus episodes, too, haven't we?
Well, those don't count, though. Those aren't numbered.
Oh, my God.
So 16 regular episodes.
Well, guys, welcome to 16.
Welcome to number 16. Here we are. Again, in our podcast studio, aka my bedroom, we're sitting on the floor.
Drinking wine.
Today, we drank one bottle of Ryan Patrick Naked Chardonnay.
Which was fantastic.
It was so good.
Very yummy.
Now we have a Jones of Washington Merlot, a 2013, which is really good. Very, very good.
And welcome to February, everybody.
Yeah, it's February now.
February 2019. We're already in the second month of 2019.
Yeah.
This is going to be a fast year, I think.
It is. It's zooming by pretty fast.
Yeah.
We've got our technical assistant with us today, Megan. Say hi, Megan.
Hi.
I'm sure everybody heard her.
Yeah. So she's here to take notes because we found that when we're recording, we don't like remember what we say.
It's the wine.
Because of the wine that we drink. And I know we promised to post like pictures and things, but then we forget because we just don't remember.
We have to listen to these afterwards for us to actually do that.
So Megan's going to take notes today.
Yes.
And anytime we say we're going to do something, she's going to make a note. And so that we can follow through and, you know, be responsible.
Yeah.
Podcasters.
Perfect.
Yeah. So let's cheers.
Oh, yep. Cheers to number 16.
Perfect.
I love it.
And this is a really good Merlot.
I mean, have we really tasted a bad Merlot?
I haven't. I can't say I've tasted a bad Merlot.
I think Merlot is our favorite red wine.
It is.
I do like a good red blend and I like a cab.
The Ascent Merlot is super yummy.
Or pretty much anything from, what is our wine club? Why can't I think
Stamilt.
Thank you. Stamilt. Yeah. Any red from Stamilt Winery is fantastic.
Anything in the Ascent Stamilt is superb.
Oh, so it's good. That's what turned Kobe and I into red drinkers.
Mm-hmm.
We still love our white, but we love anything from Stamilt.
Yeah, they're so red. Good. So
and they're good. Not paying us to say this yet.
But they might someday.
I hope they do.
Just because we're their favorite wine club members.
We really are. We're almost like red carpet celebrities when we come
are.
In there.
We are. They love us.
And it's not because of the podcast or anything. It's just because of how much fucking wine we buy for them.
So today we have, where we live, we have gotten a massive winter storm warning for tomorrow night.
I fucking hate snow.
And so the reports have been up to 15 inches of snow.
I'm in denial of that. Sorry, guys.
I don't think that that's going to happen. I think that's extreme. And I think we'll get maybe 3 inches down here.
I'm going for zero.
The mountainous regions, maybe.
Yeah, they might get it.
But I'm thinking 3.
And we live in a part of the state that actually does get snow most years.
Yeah.
We're very equipped for it here. And literally a couple hours away from us is Seattle. And they got slammed with snow this... They actually got more snow than us
When Seattle gets snow, if nobody like lives around here in Washington State or whatever, when Seattle gets snow, the whole city just completely shuts down. They cannot deal with snow at all.
Nope.
I mean, literally people huddle in their houses in fear because they cannot handle the snow.
And all the grocery stores and mini marts and Walmarts, shelves are empty because they are literally stocking up for the apocalypse.
Yeah, because I think it's just like the world's ending because they had 1 inch of snow.
Schools shut down.
Yep.
You don't go to work over there. Like literally all the most people's jobs just shut down.
Yeah.
And then over here, literally, we're talking 2 hours away. Nothing shuts down. Schools go.
Nothing.
You all are expected to go to work. It doesn't matter if it's a foot of snow out there. You just plow out and you just get in your car
and you plow through it and you get to work and you do your job. That's what we do.
Yep.
So I thought, and since we're talking about snow and how we have this massive winter storm warning that's coming our way, which will probably fizzle out and be nothing.
It better damn well be nothing.
I wanted to print out some snow facts and some snow like records just so we can like compare.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Let's hear this shit.
So there's a bunch of different ones here. Let's see. Let's start with the first one that I have, which is the most snow in a calendar month. So like in a whole month.
So is this for just Washington or is this for the everywhere? This is for
everywhere.
Like worldwide?
This is worldwide, I think.
All right. Do you want me to guess where I think the most has come from?
Or it could just be the United States.
Wait, is it just the United States?
It might just be the United States.
Colorado.
No.
New York.
No.
Damn it. It's not Washington.
No.
Mm.
This is the record for the most snow in a calendar month, which was 390 inches, which is 32.5 feet.
Our sound tech has a guess.
She looked at the paper. She can't guess.
I didn't look
at the paper. I want to hear her guess.
Alaska's a state.
Oh, fuck. That is a state.
Damn. Alaska is a state. That is not the correct answer.
What the hell? I would have so thought that was it, Megan.
That's
so
what I said.
The record for the most snow in a calendar month, 390 inches, was actually in California.
What?
Tamarack, California, which is the mountain.
So it's Northern California?
So it's just, I think it's like Sierra Mountains or something.
Oh, anyways, my God.
Tamarack, California. 390 inches within 1 month. 32 feet. That's like way fucking taller than your house.
Yeah, it is. It would bury me alive.
It would bury you. It would totally bury you.
I would never have guessed California. After Megan said Alaska, I was kicking myself because that should be where
it should be Alaska.
But Colorado,
okay,
and Maine and New York, those get tons of snow.
Okay, but here we go.
All right, let's hear what else you got.
All right, I got the greatest seasonal snowfall. So just during the whole entire winter season.
So last one was in one single
time?
That
was just in 1 month.
That's
a lot.
This
is a season.
Okay, which is like 3 months or something.
1,140 inches, 95 feet of snow, Mount Baker.
Bellingham?
Mount Baker. Where's Mount Baker?
That's in Bellingham.
Okay. The ski area.
So it's like Bellingham, Linden. It's Whatcom County.
It's the snow season. That was like, it was a year. So over a year, they got 95 feet of fucking snow.
That's amazing.
That's so much snow.
Well, I used to ski at Mount Baker every year. Multiple times every year.
This was in 98, 99.
Yeah, I was skiing. I lived right next to Mount Baker at that time.
You didn't get buried, did you?
Well, I didn't live there. I just visited to ski their slopes.
Yeah. So, let's move on. That was a whole season. That's a long time.
I can't believe Washington would be the winner of that.
We get a lot of snow up here.
We should not. Well, it doesn't feel like it.
All right. The most snow measured in a 24-hour period.
Alaska.
How many inches do you think in 24 hours?
36.
75 fucking inches.
I was only off by half.
And this is in Colorado. Silver Lake,
exactly,
Colorado.
Half. 36 times 2 is 72.
So like 75. Like us.
Is it?
No, it's 75 feet.
Damn so it. If you're 6 feet tall, which we're almost 6
We're feet, almost 6
we're
feet
almost
tall.
6 foot. You stood outside for 24 hours, you would get buried alive. Buried alive.
I feel like I wouldn't do that.
That's just crazy.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to bury
your house would be completely covered in snow.
Do you imagine if you went to bed and then you woke up the next morning, opened your door, and there was nothing but snow?
It's just like a huge, like, just it was just white. You open the door, and there's just snow.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Like, you'd have to keep your snow shovel in the house so that you could, like...
Wait, wouldn't it just all come in your house as soon as you opened the door?
You would have to, like... So... I'm trying to imagine what you would do if you open the door and you're buried, like you're literally, your house is buried in snow. I would shovel the snow and put it like in the bathtub, I guess.
But then you have to walk through your house with a shovel to get to your bathtub.
Yeah, but where else are you going to put the snow? Where are you going to put it?
Well, if it's soft enough, couldn't I just walk through it?
Maybe.
And just make my tunnel?
If it's soft enough, maybe you could just plow through it. But you might have to dig it out.
Yeah.
And you'd have to put it somewhere. You put it, I would put it
in the bathtub. Couldn't I just keep pushing it?
Yeah, I don't know if that would work.
If I could be a bulldozer.
I don't know if that would work.
I don't know if it would either, but I don't want to walk through my house with a shovel and put it in the bathtub. I'm just not into that scenario there.
Okay. Let's see. Where my
bathroom. Your bathroom is really far away, too.
It is. It's not. Your bathroom's not next to the front door.
Very seldom people's or bathrooms.
You would have to. Yeah. You know, if you had more than, you know, a few people in your house, you could have like an assembly thing where you just like
a buckets.
A bucket.
The barricade.
Snow, do the bucket thing through the house.
It's not a barricade. What do they call that? Bucket something.
A brigade.
I don't know. Megan, what's it called? When they all have a bucket and they're handing it like from one person to the next person to the next person. It's not a brigade, is it?
Assembly line?
No, they have a name for it.
You're not assembling anything. You're just like...
You're just passing a bucket from one to the other and then they dump it and they hand it back.
But you have to have more than one bucket.
There have to be like 100 billion buckets going.
And you have to have someone to haul the bucket back to the front door.
Well, no, no.
We'd have a rover.
You would have a...
A runner.
Strap it to the dog.
There we go.
You have someone...
A Velcro.
At the front door... getting snow, putting it back, and then grabbing the fresh bucket, and then there's someone in the back who's getting new buckets, dumping them out, passing them back continuously. And so people are, and then the people in the middle are bringing back and passing forward buckets, like, simultaneously. If you go with, like, the rhythm, this could work.
Okay. So, if
our house is completely buried in snow,
we could probably do this.
But now, you know, you'd have to know beforehand.
So all of us could be in one house.
You could have your buckets in the house. All of our buckets are out in the carport. So
I have buckets in my garage that I could get to.
If you're buried in snow overnight, you're not going to have your buckets unless you have them already put in the
house. How does this work if there's only two people in the house?
It's going to take you longer.
Wait, I can't put the cats and the dog to work? I have cats and dogs. Why can't I put them to work?
Dogs can dig. Dogs are good diggers. They could dig through that snow.
Just throw Patron outside.
Just open the door. Go for it, Patron.
Chuck them into the snow. Please. And see what happens.
Oh, my God. Patron would be fine. He loves snow. But the other two dogs, no. They would cower and whimper.
Okay. Let's see. What else do I have here? The most snow measured in 1 hour. 1 hour.
24 inches.
36.
12 inches.
God damn it.
Which is a foot in 1 hour.
Where was that at?
Alaska.
You would think something's going to be in Alaska.
New York. It's New York.
I did say New York in a row. Copenhagen. But not for this one.
Copenhagen, New York on December 2nd, 1966.
Well, I always knew New York got a lot of snow because every year in the winter seasons of Friends, they always had snow.
It says that same location.
That's the only thing I'm going off of.
That same location also picked up 6 inches in 30 minutes. 6 inches of snow in 30 fucking minutes.
Do you imagine how that would be if you're trying to shovel? Because you know how I am with my shovel. I go out every 2 hours to shovel the snow because I don't want to do too much.
As soon as you get done, you have to do it again.
I did. The last time it snowed really hard here, I had to do that. Remember me texting you how pissed off I was every 2 hours? I was out there shoveling my damn driveway because I knew I didn't want to get in too deep. Because if I got too deep, I would say F it and I'd just drive through it. And then I'd be stuck with the frozen driveway for the whole winter.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
My driveway
doesn't go away.
Is perfect right now still.
It doesn't go away.
Thank God for that.
The greatest snow depth on record was 451 inches. Same place, Tamarack, California. Greatest snow depth ever measured. 451 inches or 37 and a half feet.
You imagine walking on that?
You can't.
Well, you just fall.
You can't.
That'd be like an avalanche.
The location outside of the United States that would be the greater snow depth was in Japan.
Japan?
Japan, 465 inches.
I don't know much about Japan, but I thought they get snow.
Ibuki.
It is packed.
Mount Ibuki in Japan. That's a lot of snow.
That's a lot of Japan.
Could that you is. Imagine going to bed one night and waking up and your entire house is covered? And it's not just going to be your house. It's going to be the whole...
So, like, yeah, if you actually barricaded yourself out of the house, what are you going to do? Because I mean, that whole area...
Like, it's not like there's just, like, a thin layer surrounding your house. Like, everything outside of your house is up to the roof of your house.
Yeah, so what's the point? You're just going to have to stay in your house.
You, like, literally can't get out.
I think that's what Seattle thinks is happening to them.
When they get an inch.
That's why they're all... That's why all the grocery stores are out of everything
right now. So, like,
right
if
now.
You were... completely buried inside your house.
Mm-hmm.
And let's assume then that you have no electricity.
No buckets.
And no buckets.
No electricity and no buckets.
No electricity, no buckets. No mm-hmm. way to contact the outside world.
My cell phone doesn't work?
Your cell phone doesn't work.
Dude, can I like not contact anyone but we still have like internet?
No, there's no internet. You're completely cut off because your house is literally fucking buried in 50 feet of snow.
Well, you probably can't start a fire if you don't have a fireplace.
How long would you survive?
Oh, I'm a survivor.
But yeah, but if you don't have a fireplace. Well, and even then, your chimney's like packed full of snow.
Well, I don't even have a chimney in my house.
Quick question.
Neither do you.
Are we allowed to eat the cats?
Megan... What the hell?
Survival tactics.
The cats are outside, frozen to death.
Okay, but she's talking about my house. My house, they're not outside frozen
this
to death.
This is why I don't want the cats outside at night. Because this is going to happen.
But Megan, I think that's a good, valid point. They should not be outside at night.
Thanks so if we could, like...
I'm not eating my cats, though.
If we could tunnel,
survival
like...
Survival tactics.
Just
I
like
before they
10
go.
Feet. If we could tunnel like 10 feet to like the gas barbecue, we could get that going.
And just melt.
And then we could cook food and maybe melt
some snow.
You know, some snow and stuff. And, maybe
and you could
get
use the snow
warm.
As water too if your water wasn't working.
If you turned it on and then snow fell into it, it would just put out the fire because the snow would outweigh the fire.
Well, no.
So you have to tunnel it out.
You have the lid a little bit over. You just have to like.
Yeah.
Know, I feel like I could survive.
I know I could survive. I know because of my shopping antics that I literally have probably enough food in my house to go for about 3 months.
Yep.
So I would make it through the winter just fine. I may not be thrilled with what I'm eating the whole time, but I would make it.
Yeah.
The animals may not be thrilled with what they're eating because I'll run out of food for them. Because I don't think Chewy.com's coming in that.
Chewy.com's not going to deliver on that shit.
No?
No.
Well, then the animals are a little
screwed. We're talking apocalyptic snowfall here. So, like, I'm assuming mail service is done.
You know what's really sad in my area? If we don't shovel it out, even if there's a half an inch of snow around our mailbox, we don't shovel that out for our mail guy. We've been informed by the mail post office or by our post office. He's not delivering mail. It's our responsibility to
shovel
out.
Don't they take an oath or something?
Yeah, they're supposed to deliver the mail. I already tried this when I called them last year. I refused to call them this year, but I called them last year because remember when we had the snow last year?
Yeah.
It was literally about 4 days in a row I didn't get mail. And I finally called them. I was like, is there a reason I'm not getting my mail? Well, it's your guys' responsibility because we have one of those big mailboxes for the whole neighborhood.
Yeah.
For somebody to shovel out a walkway for him. And then no one's done that. So he's not going to deliver mail. I'm like, and you're saying that's our responsibility?
So just because the walkway wasn't shoveled, so the mailman doesn't deliver, that's a weak ass.
When it's only like 2 or 3 inches of snow?
Mailman. Only that's like, you know what, dude? Come on.
I know.
Really?
Well, this is also the mailman that, and he had notorious for not ever getting our mail to the right place. And a lot of time I'll tell people, like, oh, please don't send me that in the mail because I don't know if it's going to get to me
or
not.
I'm not going
to
get it.
It won't come to me because all of our addresses are so similar because the ant's so tiny.
Yeah.
And I always get letters and mail from the street in front of me that has the same street address as me. Like, it's the same numbers, but not the same name of the street.
Oh.
Yeah.
Patron.
Oh.
Oh.
He's getting... He's totally mad now. Look at him.
That's why I got licked on my forehead.
Mad.
He tried to lick you in your eye.
He did. Oh, so I closed it. But
my husband has relatives that live in North Dakota.
Ooh, that's rough.
And they've posted some pictures of snow in North Dakota, and that shit's for real. Like, it's so much snow.
So how close is North Dakota to Minnesota? It's pretty close, isn't it?
It's pretty close.
So most of my husband's family lives in Minnesota on his dad's side.
Yep.
And they always complain about the snow pretty much year round. They have snow, they say, from about September. Sometimes it even comes at the end of August. It's really sad. And they have snow all the way till June. They literally only have 2 months a year where there's no snow. And I'm just like, because they complain about it every day on Facebook. And every time I want to write on there, it's like, fucking move. I've been friends with you for 10 years now. And it's like this every time that it's like that. Because I remember we visited once, but it was in August, it was like middle August 1 year. I think it was like 2003. Might have been 2002. I don't remember. It might have been 2002, August. It was shortly after Thor and I got married. And we drove over there and it was really nice. It wasn't like super hot or anything, but it was really nice and sunny. No snow or anything. And I remember them all of his family members saying, God, it's so nice without the snow. We only get like a 2 month time without the snow. And I'm like, why live here?
Why
would you live here? Because they're literally digging themselves out of snow year-round.
Yeah. I mean, when the snow drifts up to cover, like, the side of your house, that's just crazy. Is he licking your head?
No, he keeps batting it with his paw.
He's, like, he wants your attention really bad.
Well, he could just come down and lay in my lap, then, if he wants my attention that bad.
No, he's got the upper hand right now.
Cause I don't like it. You won't even look at me right now because you just backed my...
You want me to move him?
I don't think he...
Are you making notes, Megan?
What do you want me to take notes about?
We haven't said we're going to post anything
you're
yet.
You're our assistant and you're supposed to take notes on what we talk about.
You're recording it.
She makes a point.
We're not going to listen to it until later.
You haven't said anything. Like,
no, as soon as we say we're going to post something, I bet you money that pen's
going
to...
Do we have a picture of, I don't know, snow?
We might have to take some.
Okay, so we'll have to wait and take a picture tomorrow night.
Wait, I'm in denial of this. There's not going to be snow tomorrow night, guys.
There is.
No, there's not.
90% chance there's going to be some fucking
snow. That means there's
snow.
10% actually, chance there won't be.
Wait,
there
I thought it was 100% chance of hard snow.
No!
Well, so it's going to snow. Tomorrow night it's going to snow. That's a given. But.
No, I think it's going to be sunny and 70.
The question is, how much is it going to snow? I've heard 3 inches.
Zero.
And I've heard 15 inches. So there's like a huge, that's a lot. That's a big difference.
No, I want 70 degrees.
No,
and sunny.
I'm sorry. We're not in Cabo, okay? It's gonna snow tomorrow.
I'm not okay. I don't want it to snow tomorrow.
You need to accept it and live with it. Just deal with it right now, okay? Just breathe in.
I'm trying right now. I'm actually gonna drink some wine.
Gonna snow tomorrow. No matter what.
I'm gonna
have
to find the Netflix fireplace and turn it on my TV. Because I don't have a real fireplace, but sometimes that just makes the whole house feel warmer.
Oh, hey. So, not this weekend, but next weekend.
Yes.
We have book club.
Our Valentine's Day book club.
Valentine's Day book club. And I didn't show you your box yet.
And I got my Valentine's today.
Did you?
Their grumpy cat.
Oh, I love it.
And it's so cute because on the back where it says from instead of... From it says love and then it crosses out because he's grumpy. And they're cute. And they came with little heart stickers. And
so
it's so cute.
I reminded everyone today about book club.
I haven't been on Facebook today, so
most
I can't wait to see that.
People cannot make it.
What the hell? Are we only three of us?
So it might be just you and me and Robin.
Kathy's not coming.
Kathy said she wants to watch rehearsal.
Why?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
Because it is their dress rehearsal that day?
I think it's dress rehearsal because they have car. first weekend, spotlight, second weekend.
Yes, which will be there for the second weekend.
Yeah, so, yeah, she said she wanted to watch rehearsals, that she doesn't know if she's going to make it. So it might just be you, me.
And Robin.
Robin. Tina's a maybe. And I don't know anybody else yet.
Megan has a question.
Yes, Megan.
So, do you guys know what date recital is on?
It's in May.
Recital's like the
18th. Usually it's the weekend before
Memorial Day weekend. Like the 18th.
Because Erin said she'd be really disappointed and really sad if you guys weren't there for her.
Oh, shit. Recital.
Supposedly your mom has plans. No. I was planning on going to at least one of the shows.
Fuck.
And Kobe, I think, can go and sit with Thor and I because we're going to sit in the balcony. We're going to drink wine. Okay. Oh, wait. I shouldn't say that on here. Well, I'm bringing a water bottle. It's water.
I was going to make plans for that weekend.
I know you were. But now you have, like, an honorary daughter that wants your presence there.
Oh, shit.
Yep.
And there's two others that would love to have you there.
So now there's three. God damn it. Is Erin in both the shows?
We're not going to both shows.
Which one is she in?
Is she in Elite or is she just Wreck?
No, she's not Elite.
Okay,
she's
so Wreck. No, the Wreck. Okay, now the Wreck, they dance both shows. All of their dances are in both shows. It's just the Elite that does not.
So if you want to do something at like night, you could go to like
the... Yeah, let's go to the mat. I was kind of thinking the matinee show. My evening. And then we could all get together afterwards and play games and stuff.
We could.
And not do the night show.
Yeah. Because I... Yeah.
And I'm planning on bringing my water bottle.
So it's... you can't see whether, like, with the parentheses around a water bottle that we take to the dance recital.
Well, balcony, too, because nobody's in the balcony.
Balcony, water bottle.
Quotation,
yes. Water bottle.
Yes. I think that I'm planning on going to one of the shows in recital.
How many is Darren in? How many dances is she in?
No idea. I know she has at least a hip hop and a tap, I think.
Okay.
So there's two.
At least
and two. Then you know we that see... we Kylie and Heather Jo will be in a ton too.
They're in like 12. Yeah.
And we get to see the tots mess around on stage for like 10 minutes.
Yeah, if we go to the matinee, we get to see the tots, which are super entertaining. Mm-hmm.
For the most part, they are.
One time, one of them pushed like another one like off the stage almost. It was really funny.
Oh my God, when Heather Jo was a tot, that was hilarious.
Find out when they're doing the trios and the solos and stuff like that.
Well, I really think I just want to go to the matinee show regardless.
No matter what
they're in. And I've already pretty much informed them I'm not going to both shows. And then when we were asked to help backstage, I've already informed if we go, we're going to be at the actual show.
Uh-huh.
Watching. I don't want to watch because I made it clear that I haven't got to see these dances this year.
Ever.
I mean,
get to see the show.
No,
ever.
Because we're usually drinking in our private dressing
room.
Well,
we're always there at freaking 8 o'clock in the morning.
Saving seats.
Spots
for the freaking dance bags.
Dance bags. And we never get to even go and see the show at all.
You know what, though? But last year, Kobe and I were able to find our own personal dressing room.
Mm-hmm.
That was just for the two of us that we did share with Megan's friend, Erin.
Yes,
we did. Erin loved that. She mentioned that, actually, when she was telling me about, like, recital. She's
really?
I hope Heather and your mom can come and save that room again.
I mean, if we could go and not buy tickets and just sit in a room and not have to get anybody ready and just drink and run backstage and watch some shows, fantastic.
I'm sure Lindsay would love it if we were just standing backstage drinking.
Would it be like any...
And because we can't be quiet, we will be making comments the entire time.
True. I was going to ask, though, is that any different from any other year? Minus us not being in the show.
It's not, but she put up with us because we were in the show.
Yes.
I think if we weren't, I don't know if we'd get as much.
You know what?
Anyway.
I will tell her if she says anything about that. But like, well, it's your fault. You never rewarded me for being in the show.
You never gave me an award.
You gave them an award the year before I joined. And then for a whole 5 years after, never again.
I never got shit. So
I never got recognized.
I'm going to stand back here and be mouthy as hell
and
right
drunk.
Now. And you're just going to put up with it.
Very drunk.
I haven't been very drunk at a recital for... Oh. I was pretty good for 2 years
I
in
thought,
a row.
I thought you were going to say, I've been very drunk since.
It was only, like 3 years ago when we actually got super drunk.
Oh, that was so bad.
And I had to take that Jaeger away from you.
That was so bad.
Oh my God, you were so wasted.
What about...
It was so bad. And then I remember her telling me we had to go on stage. I'm like, what, where now?
Right now?
I can't dance right now.
There's I'm totally wasted.
And somehow I danced
you
right
there.
You did
amazing.
Yeah, I did one of my best times.
It was perfect.
You know what this reminds me of?
What?
Seaside.
What, last year?
Yeah. Last year's Seaside or the Seaside I ate peanut butter from the drunken lady? And you were all pissed off that night because everybody was drunk but you.
That one.
Okay. That was 2 years ago.
That was two years. No.
The one where you had to, like, where Heather, like, ate cheese and all of you were screaming.
Oh, that was last year.
Yeah.
Gosh. That was bad, too. But don't worry, Megan. I threw it all up.
Yeah.
I never actually digested the cheese.
Heather, I know.
I actually stuck my fingers in your mouth and tried to get the cheese out of your mouth.
That's some best friend shit right
there.
Yeah,
that's best friend shit right there. But you swallowed it. And that I looked at you and I said, I hope that you enjoyed that mozzarella stick. And you're like, I did. I said, I hope you did because you're going to regret eating that. Like, I could not get it out of your mouth.
I would say I did regret.
And.
A lot that night.
Your husband, bless his heart, was totally sober.
Mm-hmm, he was.
And I looked at him and I said, all I said was, Heather ate cheese. And he goes, fuck. That's all I said. He goes, fuck. And I'm like, sorry, I literally had my fingers in her mouth and I couldn't get it out. Heather ate cheese. And that's when he was just like, fuck.
I know. You know what? None of this was my fault. It was all Patrick's fault.
Patrick. God damn it, Patrick.
You don't give somebody that many drinks.
So Patrick, bartender. Now, I was late to this event.
Bless her heart.
I was late. I got there an hour late because we were doing
I barely remember her coming.
And so I said to Heather's husband, Thor, what are we drinking tonight? And he said, oh, she's getting the special. Ask for the special. I'm like, okay. So I went up to the bartender and I said, I need two specials. And he goes, you mean the Patrick? I said, yeah, give me two Patricks. And he kind of smiled and I said, are you Patrick? And he said, yep. I said, okay, give me two of those. So he gets a 16-ounce glass.
Because you actually watched him make it.
I watched this.
I wish I would have watched him make it.
Two 16 or 20 ounce glasses. He puts some ice in. He fills it up with straight vodka to within a half an inch of the top. It's just, it's just vodka.
Not good.
And then he pours in some kind of flavored vodka.
It was more alcohol.
And then he puts in a splash of some kind of a muddled, like, blackberry syrup stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Like a purplish. Like,
it was very, that made the whole drink purple. Syrup.
So basically, he has given me two glasses of vodka.
Pure block vodka.
There's nothing else in this. It's just vodka.
Yes.
And so I had one. I had one for my dad because he wanted one. And so we're drinking them. I'm like, this is really strong. Like literally, you're just drinking straight vodka.
Exactly.
And I asked Heather's husband, I said, this is so strong. And he said, yeah, Heather's had four. And I thought, oh, shit.
Yeah, it wasn't great, guys. I thought I was dying.
So bad right now. So I actually drank two of those and I was at the wall. I hit the wall. That was it. Like two was my limit. And you're like, I've had five. And I'm like, you're going to die.
And I thought I was dying because we had to leave the next day. And that was very rough because I remember the next morning, Thor said, babe, we have to pack. And I was like, I can't pack.
Well, I came to your hotel room because Thor left his phone in the restaurant.
Because he had a lot to deal with.
So Jeff and I are like, let's go find their room. We found your room. And so I was like, hey, we brought your phone. And I'm like, where's Heather? And he's like, she is out, like passed out. And I'm like, cool. And so I went over and I'm like, taking a selfie. Oh, we should post that picture, Megan.
Oh. Me? Great.
Taking a selfie with Heather when she was completely fucking passed out.
Wasted.
Totally wasted.
Mm.
And good memories. Like, that. Literally, I'm laying on you taking pictures, and our both our husbands are just watching me like, God damn it. Like, they didn't even know what to do. And Thor's like, I don't know. She's, like, totally out. Like, don't take the covers off because she's naked. She's naked from the waist down. So don't take
Was I really?
Yes.
What the hell happened to the pants?
And Thor is, like, telling Jeff, like, I hope she doesn't take the covers off because she's naked from the waist down. Like, I care. But, like, I was just snapping selfies, like... You're drunk, and I'm still awake.
Neener, neener, basically.
But yeah, that next day, you were fucking...
We had to leave. We had to leave, and I was so miserable. Because I did wake up around 2 o'clock, and that's when the real fun began.
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember waking up in our seaside house with Mom and Dad. You guys were gone. And I woke up, and I was making breakfast or something, and you, like, burst through the door and was like, look at this picture I got of Heather. You have to see it now. You were so excited.
She was so, yeah, she was out.
Oh, no.
She was so out.
I swear to God, I had alcohol poisoning that night.
I think you did.
Because there was times when I told Thor, I was like, I think I'm dying.
16 ounces of pure vodka, like, 4 times. Or 5 times.
Yeah, that's more than a fifth. That's more than a fifth.
So,
I know there was 4, and then I know I had a Jello shot shooter.
Oh yeah.
And then I had like 3 Jello shots.
Yep.
And that's of all vodka.
Yep.
So,
well, and the sad thing is that my dad had 3 of those drinks plus Jello shooters, and he was totally fine.
What the hell?
No sign. I mean, that man can hold his alcohol like nobody's business.
Like, I used to think I could, but not after that night.
No.
I mean, and I remember the next morning, because we had to go home. Yeah, and Thor had to dance.
Like, that's an 8-hour drive.
And I was miserable. And I remember waking up. We had to pack up the hotel room. And I remember telling Thor, because I was still throwing up. I remember telling Thor, I was like, dude, I'm not packing this room up.
That's not happening.
You're going to have to do it all, and I'm really sorry for that. And he did it all. He literally, I think I got the clothes packed, but I, like, when it came to the food, because you know how I pack for food. Yeah. And so, Kobe knows how I pack. I pack insanely. It's like I'm moving. Literally, like I'm moving. And so Thor had to pack all the food up, all the toiletries, and then he was trying to figure out food for me, but he literally spent probably, I want to say he spent like $75 that day on food for me, and every time he brought me food, I was like, no, I'm not eating that. He gave so much food away to dancers that day.
Oh my God.
But
he was a trooper.
I mean, for putting up with me, yeah, he was a major trooper.
What you doing?
I'm getting something.
She's looking for something good. So we got a little sidetracked off our snow, but it's okay. Oh, that's amazing.
That's for you.
Thank you. Sorry. That's awesome. Kobe's handing me some hangover pills right now. Just in case I need them. I'm not drunk or anything, guys, but I don't want to have a headache tomorrow morning because
You have to get up super early tomorrow.
I'm getting up at 5 a.m. and I'm leaving by 5:30 to drive my ass over an awesome, really safe mountain pass.
With no snow. Hopefully.
The damn well better not be any snow. Well, I think it's supposed to snow lightly in the morning on Stevens, but not bad. And it's not the real snow's not supposed to come till around 4 or 5 o'clock, and I should be through there by then.
Mm-hmm.
And then the plan is just not to do much. I'm gonna pick up the blackberry wine though in Leavenworth.
Oh, okay.
And then we have a choice, Kobe. Do we want to try that next week here for our podcast? Yeah. Or do I want me to save them? Because I get 3 bottles.
So I'm going to take that raspberry wine you bought and make the wine slushy.
I'm excited
for that. So we have a mix that makes a wine slushy.
So amazing.
So I'm going to do that with the blackberry wine because it's really delicious. I think that's going to make a good slushy.
I think it'll be great.
Yeah.
And the blackberry wine I think will be really good too.
Yeah, yeah. We can save that though.
For our trip.
Yeah. For regionals. For Coeur d'Alene.
We are so excited for that trip, guys. We're not dancing. But yeah, we're going to buy ourselves some medals and we're going to wear it that whole weekend.
Because they will sell medals to anyone that wants one.
I mean, we could buy a damn trophy if we wanted to.
We could buy a trophy.
If we bought a trophy, we should change. We should take the little thing off of there from Spotlight and we should just say, like, Jethers.com Best Podcaster Award.
We should just buy a trophy and carry it around all weekend. Like,
look what we won. They asked what you win it for. I was like, for being awesome.
Because we're amazing.
I mean, you can't see that.
Duh. Oh my gosh. Stupid. That's dumb.
But we're going to have a great time. It's going to be fun.
We're going to have an awesome time.
We've never actually been able to go there and just be able to watch and not be all stressed out and having to figure out how much alcohol we can consume and still do the dance correctly. Yeah.
It's a fine line, people.
It's a tough line, and I'm going to be honest. I haven't always figured it out.
Like, when you have that adrenaline pumping, so...
Trip, Kobe.
Okay, here we go. Okay, so we had, like, a battery issue with our recorder, and so our technical assistant...
She didn't figure it out.
She figured it out and went and got us new batteries.
Sorry, guys.
So we'll have to, we're splicing.
Yes.
I don't know. I'll figure that out.
We will figure it out for you guys. Hopefully it didn't cut off in the middle of a story.
I don't even know what we're talking about.
We talked about snow for a while. And then we talked about the damn Patrick, which I'm okay if we don't talk about that anymore.
We were talking about recital, and then we were talking about, I don't even know, Coeur d'Alene or something. Anywho, we're about at time anyways. So, I guess we can sign off.
Well, I'm really sorry, guys, for the battery issues.
Sorry.
But we are excited for next week. Next week, we'll do a Valentine's Day one.
Yeah.
That'll be fun. Valentine's Day is fun. And then we'll have some awesome surprises coming after that. And then email us. And we would love to send you guys a Valentine. I have some awesome Grumpy Cat Valentines I'd love to send you.
I would love to send you guys a Valentine. So if you want a Valentine, you can email us at jethersrandomstuff@yahoo.com. Go to our website, jethersrandomstuff.com, and you can drop us a note right there. You can go on Facebook. We are on Facebook and Instagram.
Yep.
So let us know how you're doing, what's going on.
We'd love to hear from you guys.
Absolutely love to hear from you guys.
We love all of you. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you, Robin. Looking forward to our trio date on Valentine's
Day. That's right. It's just going to be the three of us. And we're going to have massive Valentine's and chocolate and stuff.
I mean, a lot of chocolate.
A lot of chocolate.
And I have 24 Valentines for the three of us.
That's everybody gets 5 Valentines.
Yay, us. And we will talk to you guys in about a week.
Awesome.
Love you guys.
Love you. Stay cool.
Yep. Bye.